Hi guys, this is Jenny. 今天再一次邀请大家参加开言同学录视频故事有奖征集活动。那我们希望你能够录制一段三分钟以内的英语小视频，告诉我们你和潘琪 Jenny 告诉你节目或者开言英语的故事，你是怎么认识我们的，我们是如何陪伴你学习英语的。那这次活动的投稿呢，将在9月22日截止，也就是这个周末，所以赶快分享你学英语和开言的故事吧，届时你也有机会赢取开言年度会员。另外还有一个非常特别的奖励，就是和主播们一起录制一期潘琪 Jenny 告诉你的节目。有兴趣的话请关注我们的微信公众号开言英语，参与活动吧。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘琪 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那我们今天的节目呢，要说一下我们的马云马老师马爸爸，他、上周 officially 正式的退休了。然后在杭州啊，这个奥体中心就举办了一个挺盛大的一个欢送的仪式，然后 it was very emotional.
Yeah.
我觉得不仅是对所有阿里巴巴的员工，对吧，然后对我们中国人， because he really changed the way not only we shop, but how we live.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And he made a few shekels along the way.
Shekels 是钱吗？
Mm-hmm.
但我觉得这结合得很好，就真的做了一个非常伟大的公司，为我们创造了很多价值，然后 along the way 自己也有很丰富的收获啊。好，那我们今天的节目呢，就为大家找了我觉得十条马云说的金句吧。这些话呢不难，但他非常有道理。
That's right. He is a very quotable person. So, as a result, there are lots of great quotes that we can give. The hard part is really narrowing it down to 10.
我也觉得，因为真的精彩的太多了啊，所以我们今天就跟大家分享这些quotes from Jack Ma. 但是呢，在开始这十条金句之前，我们还是先来看看啊，说马云退休这个事情。退休在英语里面最常用的说法是
retire.
To retire.
Yes, retire. Now, I know it's got a R-E in there, but we often say not re. I retired. He's retired.
Retire.
Yes, but you will also hear
retire. Okay. 那马云他上一周是 formally retired.
Mm-hmm.
因为他 announced retirement.
It was a long time ago, right?
Last year,
yeah.
I think. 然后我看一些报道也会用到 step down 这个词来形容，会说 Jack Ma officially stepped down.
Right. Yeah. So we don't really use this word. Like we common people don't really use this word.
common people, 你说平凡的人是吗？
Right. I mean, this is for like the big leaders or the really important movers and shakers.
Oh.
Because you, in order to step down, you first have to be up.
就对，要先 high 才可以 step down.
Right, exactly.
那我们一般老百姓呢，我们退休的时候就是 we retire.
We retire.
好的，so even though he retired, 但是呢，马云 he's not going away. 他接下来会做慈善，对吧？ Philanthropy,、
mm-hmm.
and he was a teacher. He was an English teacher.
Sure was.
对，所以他对这个教育，特别是乡村教育 rural education 还是自己有非常大的这个 passion 啊、so、sounds like he'll be dedicating a lot of his time and resources into those efforts. 好的，那说了那么多啊，我们现在就赶快进入今天的 Jack Ma quotes.
Okay, well, the first one is, today is hard, tomorrow will be even worse, but the day after tomorrow will be beautiful. Most people die tomorrow evening.
这也是马云非常有名的一句 quote, 因为我记得好像我不知道他 original 最早的出处是哪里，但是我记得我看到这句的时候是阿里巴巴那个时候在美国 IPO, 然后他们做了一个这个短片 video 宣传，然后马云有说到这句话，但他好像没有说 most people die tomorrow evening.
Yeah, I kind of didn't even, that didn't really register when I first looked at this. I just thought it meant, you know, today is hard.Tomorrow will be better, the day after will be better.
但这就是马云高明之处，你看他这句 quote, 你把最后一句去掉，他前面就特别特别 inspiring、最后一句加上去，我觉得挺残酷的，比较 cruel, 但是就是 reality 就是现实、
yeah. Right, I wouldn't say it's cruel so much as it's just, it's, yeah, it's the cruel reality.
所以说到今天很残酷啊，他刚刚那句用 hard 这个词表现残酷，但我们前面也说了另外一个词。
Right, we said cruel, like we don't often say today is cruel. Like, people tend to be cruel.
Cruel or reality.
Reality can be cruel.
对，所以就英文和中文用法的不同啊。然后这一句话就是说，其实就是你要坚持下去，是吧？
嗯哼。
你要 persevere, 坚持啊，就不要在 tomorrow evening die, 死掉，因为 you know, the day after tomorrow will be beautiful.
Right.
好，刚刚这一句可能有点 mixed feelings, 又 inspiring 又 cruel、mm. 下面一句我觉得就是 purely inspiring.
Okay, once in your life, try something. Work hard at something. Try to change something.
嗯，这句话就特别适合在那种什么大学毕业典礼上面说啊。
Yeah, but I just can't get that most people die tomorrow evening out of my head, so I want to add that to the end of, you know, try to change something. Most people die tomorrow evening.
哎呀，你不要这样。好，那我们刚刚说的这一句我特别有同感啊，就是 once in your life, 人的一辈子吧，你总要就是去 try, 要尝试一件事情、mm-hmm. 对吧
Yeah, not only try though, you need to work hard at something.、
对对对 change the world or change something, 哪怕是你自己 surrounding 里面的。
Yep, that's right, that's right. There are a lot of pretty not so great things that could be changed.
哎，我还记得就是马云刚刚创业的时候，我那个时候不是十几岁吧，还是高中还是大学，就有个东西叫阿里巴巴、
嗯、
然后那个时候他们的 business model 还是 connect Chinese、sellers, manufacturers、嗯、with、overseas buyers、
哦、
对，然后后来就变成 pivot、改变成一个就是大的电商 e-commerce, 然后 Adam你知道吗？我第一次在阿里巴巴上面买东西，
mm-hmm.
那个时候还没有支付宝、Uh-oh. ，It wasn't even Alipay.
So what did you pay with?
记得那个时候我是买了一个录音笔 ，because I wanted to start podcasting， 因为我想录节目。然后我就在淘宝上找到一个什么录音笔，说很小，自己可以带着在家录节目。
Wow!
然后就去了他家，给他现金，他给了我那支笔。
And look at you now!
Wow! 所以谢谢马云。我觉得很多人的生活。我可能都是被阿里巴巴被淘宝改变的啊。Okay, so our next quote or the next few quotes 其实都和人有关，因为创业嘛，你一个人不行。
Yeah, that's right. You need to have a great team. You need to have、great people. Now here he doesn't use the word great people. In fact, he says, try to find the right people, not the best people.
哦、oh, 对，这个也很有道理啊。这就让我想到那个 Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook 的 COO, 他那个时候不是说就不要让完美这个 perfection、
mm-hmm.
停止你的道路，因为完美不等于 the best, 而是那个情况下最 right 的一个 solution.
Right, the only quote unquote best should be the people thatfit in this situation、mm. in the best way. There's nothing beyond that. It's all meaningless.
没错，最合适的啊，而不是，因为也很难定义什么是最好，对吗？
Mm.
好的，那这下一条 quote 就讲到了在我们21世纪当今社会，怎么才能成功呢？
Okay, so if you want to win in the 21st century, you have to empower others, making sure other people are better than you are.Then you will be successful.
嗯，就讲这句话，我觉得也是要到一定的位置那个高度，
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
你才可以去 empower other people、mm-hmm. 啊。而且好像很多的 you know great business leaders， 他们都说我不是我们公司最聪明的人，我聪明的地方是 I try to hire people smarter than me.
Yeah. So that's number five. I always find people smarter than I am. Then my job is to make sure smart people can work together.Stupid people can work together easily. Smart people can't.
其实这一句它也是有出处的。我们在 Business Insider 那个网站找到这句 quote， 然后这句话是马云在某一年的达沃斯上面说的。
Yeah, well, I mean, it just makes me think about all the comments we get about、the two of us recording together.
你是说我们是 smart 还是 stupid?
Well, that's what I mean. Everyone's always like, hey, you two, you know, you're all 配合太默契了 like,
对、oh, 因为我们都是 stupid people.
I guess we're both pretty dumb.
没有没有我觉得这些 quotes 吧 it's kind of taken out of context.、
Mm.
对吧它可能是在一个场合它前面后面还有很多上下文、
mm.
然后这一句被拿出来你就会觉得、啊、什么意思马云是觉得有些人很笨吗然后说只有笨的人才能合作然后聪明的人不能 work together.
Well, I think that's the thing. There is some truth in this. It's just, it's hard to get at because it seems so cruel on the outside. He's saying that it's his job to make these smart people work together. Because smart people are often, you know, a little bit egotistical.
谷歌不是他们那个有一条格言就是要小 ego.
Yeah.
对 yeah. 对 ego 就是自大那种。
Right, so not all smart people have big egos, but, you know, sometimes they kind of like themselves a bit.
好的，那我们的金句过半啊，第六句呢非常短啊，但是这里面有两个词我觉得特别特别的好。
If you have a different mindset,You will have a different outcome.
对 I couldn't agree more.、
Mm.
如果你的 mindset 就是你的、心态或者你的思维、mm-hmm. 对吧如果你的思维是不一样的、然后你的 outcome 这个结果也会不一样、
mm.
Speaking of 心态 the next one is kind of related too.
Yeah, this one is good. Leadership is your instinct. Then it's your training.Leaders are always positive. They never complain.
做好的老板啊，领导力是你先是你的 instinct. 什么是 instinct 呢
That's what you're born with.
啊，就是你天生的一些东西。
Right, but then it's your training.
但接下来就是培训啊，学习啊，或者就是 learning on the job.
Just, yeah, experience it.
experience, 对。之后马云又说 ,leaders 还有一个特别重要的 quality, 就是他们非常的乐观很 positive
yeah, they're positive that's right and I mean I just like complaining so much that it pretty much means I'll never be a leader
但我觉得 leaders 也不是 they never complain 因为我觉得真的那样的话自己会疯掉 you will explode、
mm.
他可能也会 complain 但是即使你是 complaining to yourself
right
我觉得好的 leaders 不会和员工 complain
yeah that makes sense
不会去 blame 去怪人家、
mm.
对吗因为我觉得好的 leaders 他的老婆或者那个
friends
friends
bartenders
对或者老公就比较倒霉可能要听他一些 complain、
mm.
OK 那我们今天第八条马云说的 quote 是什么呢
Instead of learning from other people's successLearn from their mistakes. Most of the people who fail share common reasons, whereas success can be attributed to various different kinds of reasons.
对，其实现在这成功学就教你怎么成功，我觉得确实有道理啊。你这个成功没有那么容易复制，那就要去看看为什么有些人成功，有些人 fail 失败，然后 try to learn from their mistakes.
Yeah, and you know what? You could also put this into a language learning context. If you know any foreigners who are learning Chinese,、listen to the mistakes that they make, and it might actually help you to understand English. Because、they might be putting words in different order,、or they might be stressing different words.
这是一个好的 tip. 好，那我们今天还剩下两条来自马云的金句。
Forget about your competitors. Focus on your customers.
对好像所有很成功伟大的公司都会这样说就是 don't be competition oriented, be customer driven.
Right.
对当然竞品调研很重要对吧、马云肯定他说的是你要 aware of 你 competitors 在干嘛但是最驱动你最 drive 你的东西肯定就是怎么为你的用户创造价值。好的那 that brings us to our very last quote today.
Okay, drum roll, please.We need to think about how to create good companies. We need to make our clients, society, employees, ourselves, and our families happy. Only good companies like this can last.
这一句是他、比较 recently 讲的一句话、这可能就说到现在我们像阿里巴巴已经这么 powerful, 这么强大的一个公司对吧现在的 focus 除了要 big, 还要 good. 然后为所有的我们这些英文有一个词叫 stakeholders、所有跟你公司相关的人不管是员工 customers 还是社会或者自己员工的家人怎么让他们快乐怎么为他们创造福祉其实这个就让我想到 during his farewell speech 马云退休演讲的时候他说公司要向善就是要就是 be good be kind、好那我们今天的节目就到这儿我觉得马云真的创造这份事业以及他所有这些 inspiring quotes 影响了很多人啊，激励了很多人。而且我觉得在中国这个竞争非常激烈的商业社会里面，有这样伟大的公司，其实也推进了就整个 global e-commerce 的发展。我们今天所有分享的这句句子里，哪一句最触动你，大家都可以在我们的留言专区跟我们分享。好，那说到马云啊，以前是一个英语老师，那他除了用这个电子商务连接社会，其实我觉得他很强的这个英语表现力也是让更多人看到中国人非常优秀的一面。那其实虽然开言英语还很小，但对我来说就帮助大家学英语，在这个过程里面收获自信，更自信的去面对生活，面对世界，这个也是非常推动我们开言英语的东西。好，感谢大家的支持和收听，下载开言英语 APP， 你还会得到更多精彩优质的英语课程。 OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
OK, bye guys.